I called Derry City Council back from recess as Mayor of the City. We co-chaired a meeting last Thursday of the Strategy Board, and we also met with Minister Farry on Thursday evening up in Belfast on the back of a comment that he made almost a fortnight ago, where he basically told us, you know, sort out welfare reform or McGee gets it. We've gone back with a very strong delegation from Council, from the business community and from the community voluntary sector, and we've just said, you listen to what your concerns are in relation to McGee and Derry, and you'll start to deliver. And in fairness to the Minister, he has made some commitment. He hasn't given us all our wishes, but we will continue to fight very hard for further expansion of McGee.
While there are plenty of issues and plenty of political debates in Derry, this is one area where there is absolute unity between all the parties, between the whole community. There is very literally one voice coming from the city on this one.
Absolutely. That was the one thing that we had said on the back of last week, that we had to be united as a city. And we've seen in the past how when we all come together, united as one voice, we can deliver for the city. One voice, no dissent, no solo runs. We're going on this together.
You plan to coordinate a number of meetings in the city in the coming weeks. The business case should be on Stephen Farry's desk by October at the absolute latest. You're hoping that there'll be positive news shortly after that?
We are indeed. The business case, which was funded by Derry City Council and led front and centre by the council, is almost completed by now, and we're going to await the outcome of that. I do intend to coordinate a meeting between the six MLAs, the MP, MEP, the Speaker of the House, Willie Hay, and the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness. These people call themselves sons and daughters of Derry. Let's see these sons and daughters stand up now and start fighting for Derry.